Hey, this is Randall.
And this is John.
From the Don't Wake the Kids podcast.
You're listening to our favorite podcast,
Weird. I hope you're ready for some funny.
Ace Podcast.
Weird.
Hey, 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 Craig. Welcome to episode 135 of Weird.
Do I have to talk?
You do. You do have to talk because it's Friday, December 29th.
I got the end of the year thing. The end of years.
You got the end of the year blues?
I got my end of years. I'm at the last part of my years.
You can't be because this show has got to go on. The show must go on.
It's the end of the year and I can't believe it.
It's the end of Christmas the year as we know it.
Yeah, and I don't feel fine.
Well, you should.
Christmas went really fast.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
The last time I saw you, you were in a good mood. It was Christmas. You're getting ready to go home. It was snowing outside. There was frosty. The snowman walked by the Lee Berry window.
None of that happened.
Oh, I dreamt that. Yeah.
Don't poke me with a snake.
Before we get started, as if we hadn't already.
Did I say this is Craig?
No, you didn't.
Oh, this is Craig.
Welcome, Craig.
Hey.
Welcome to the studio, the Lee Berry Studio 1.
That does bring a tear to the eye.
Yeah, it does. You know, thinking about Lee Berry, the history, they've kept it very secret. You know, for example, Mick Jagger recorded here with the Stones.
You're making crap up.
No, that's true. I was talking with Front Drama the other day, and she's related to Mr. Berry. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
Did not know that.
Yep. She's related to Mr. Berry, who, of course, started the studio years ago. Her dad was his grandson or something like that. It's not funny. She's going to get mad at you for laughing. May he rest in peace.
I'll laugh at her anyway.
Anyway, I want to say a special thanks to everyone who voted for us in this Discover Pods 2017 Podcast Awards. You know why, Craig?
Because we were the first runner-up losers.
We were the first runner-up right behind the very popular show, Things You Should Know, which has thousands of downloads per episode. We were right behind them. And
we beat out like 20,000 other people, too.
Yeah, that puts us in second place out of, I think there were a dozen podcasts listed in the family.
We're still the loser, but we're the first loser.
That's right, we're the first loser. Happy to be there, too. I'm glad. But anyway, you know what? You got top story?
Top story.
Sure, why not?
It's top story.
Why'd you do that?
What?
What you just did.
I don't know. I didn't do anything.
Hey, man afraid of Tasmanian devil says father-in-law terrorized him?
Father-in-law of terrorized him.
I don't like the way that's written.
I don't either. I didn't write it, though.
Yeah, it looks like you would have.
No.
Hey, man afraid of Tasmanian devil says father-in-law terrorized him with bushy toupee.
This can't be real.
It's got to be real. It's on the show. The family squabble is totally Looney Tunes.
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, this is Randall.
Oh, we're all
going.
Okay.
Don't Wake the Kids podcast.
Well, no, that was appropriate. You said, this is I said Looney Tunes. You said, this is Randall.
I meant to hit.
I think Randall might agree the first one was more appropriate.
Randall.
This family squabble is totally Looney Tunes.
There you go. That worked.
A 36-year-old Staten Island man who claims to have had a lifelong phobia of the Tasmanian Devil cartoon because it's so scary.
It really is.
Is accusing his wealthy father-in-law of making his life heck by menacing him with a bushy toupee that looks like the manic children's character.
This brings to question, does the man actually wear the toupee or does he just have it to terrorize his son-in-law?
Or does the toupee go?
Spins around fast.
Really fast. The situation has gotten so bad, supermarket mogul Yunz Dola.
Oh, it's Yunz Dola.
He's the supermarket mogul.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Dola.
When I think about the supermarket mogul.
Yes. There was a supermarket mogul in Fargo season 2.
That is also true.
Yes.
Anyway, the supermarket mogul, who's 62 years old, was arrested in November on felony charges for violating a restraining order by waving his quote-unquote devil hairpiece at son-in-law, Mazen Dayam.
And he was singing, please allow me to introduce my toupee.
He waved him during a funeral.
Oh, hello.
He walked in and I was already there. Damn.
Watch yourself.
That's what his name is. Damn.
Family podcast.
His name is D A Y E M. Damn told the Post. He removed his wig, made hand gestures. It was a very large fear of mine, his dang wig.
He was wearing it.
He was. Him and his hair reminds me of the Tasmanian devil hair. I truly and genuinely have a large fear of wigs now. It's genuine fear. I have nightmares. Damn says he had debilitating...
I still don't think you can say that.
His name is Damn. D-A-Y-E-M. I'm not trying to be funny. That's his name.
You're trying to make me pass. That Day-M. Is his name.
Damn.
There you go.
Says
yeah. does he have tours?
Yes. The Day M tour. Okay, anyway. Says he had a debilitating I had a hard time with the word debilitating.
Wake up, man.
Fear of the wild Warner Brothers character for as long as he can remember. It always makes me very anxious, he says. Court papers say the situation, which has been going on at least since 2013, came to a head at the funeral in Brooklyn last month when Dole stood in Dayum's direction, direct line of sight, and produced a grimace. He proceeded to grimace, snarl, gurn, and gesticulate.
What the heck is gurn?
This guy took the thing off his head and went.
I knew a guy named Gurn in high school. Gurn Blanton, you remember him? Gurn Blanston.
No, I don't know him.
Yeah, okay.
Which made all the more menacing by the forward rake of the toupee. Dayum's attorney, Robert Garson, confirmed his client's unusual phobia by comparing the hairpiece to an actual animal.
That must be a terrible wig.
Mason is very scared of a guy who looks like he has a rabid badger on his head. It troubles him greatly, Garson said.
I can't believe you don't remember Gurn Blanston. He had this great idea to invest in cardboard because cardboard would never go out of style.
He went to school with
us? Yeah, yeah. Gurn.
You made that up.
No, Gurn Blanston.
You made that up. In
Florida. We got a violent story. A violent story with chocolate chip cookies. Headline is Florida man beats girlfriend over chocolate chip cookies.
Beats her to them or beats her
no,
with them?
No, he beats her over them.
Held her over them and beat her?
Must have. A Florida man was arrested after he allegedly punched his girlfriend during a fight over chocolate chip cookies. Richard Anthony Hessick. Hessick. That was another name from Fargo. The Hessicks. Discovered that the last chocolate chip cookie was...
Are you paid every time you say that word?
No, it just makes me happy to think about Fargo because it's probably my favorite television series.
Except for the last episode of the last season.
I thought it was fantastic. You can't take one episode and destroy a whole season over
it. But I can invest an entire... you know, amount of time to go through the whole season to find out they got lazy at the end.
You're telling me you didn't enjoy each episode up to that?
Up to the point where they got lazy and didn't write it at the end.
I thought the ending was fantastic. You're talking
horrible.
About the shootout?
No.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
That's not the ending. I'm talking about the very last scene that leaves you going.
Great. Yeah, scratching your head. Yes,
no,
that was awesome.
No, it left me saying, why did you get so lazy you couldn't write an ending? They actually said, and we've talked about this before, said, oh, it kind of leaves it up to the viewer.
Yeah.
No, it's your job. It's not my job.
No, I liked it. I like it to be left up to me.
No.
Anyway, Richard Anthony Hessick, they call him Tony, discovered that the last chocolate cookie was gone, Craig. The last chocolate chip cookie was gone, and his girlfriend made a joke about it when he questioned her. This apparently infuriated him, despite her offering to buy him more cookies. Rather than fight over something so petty, she retreated to the bathroom to take a shower. He followed her and ripped down the shower curtain and went,
paying for that.
Because he felt she was blowing him off. According to the report, he proceeded to punch her in the face during the ensuing argument. That's one guy that really likes his cookies.
So he thought she was ignoring him, so he goes and rips the shower curtain down.
Yeah, he says, look at me, and I got no cookie. You know what he is?
What?
He's a
cookie monster.
He's a year-end grouch, is what he is.
That's what I am.
Hey, we just mentioned two Muppets from the Sesame Street. Same sentence, kind of.
No, he was Oscar the Grouch, not the year-end
grouch.
If he was the year-end grouch, he'd only be in one episode every year.
Well, maybe we'll have him next year. Who knows? Hey, this is our last episode of the year. It really is.
Where's the hallelujah chorus line?
But have no fear, we'll be back Monday for the first episode of 2018. It's going to be good.
If I make it that far.
You'll make it.
I'm having a rough week.
Yeah, you know, cheer up, Buttercup.
Don't call me that.
Cheer up, Peanut Buttercup.
Ooh. Kids got some of those this Christmas.
Did they really?
Giant ones.
Did they?
The
we had a very toned down Christmas this year. Very few gifts. a great meal. Lori cooked this.
Darn it.
She cooked this meal that was it topped Thanksgivings of past constantly.
Why didn't you invite me over?
Because we didn't want to share.
And because when I get to your house, it's blurry. I can't find the
front door.
That's
right. You can't ever find it. It's like, you know, what's in a black hole kind of thing. It's like, ooh.
Like a snake hole? No. Don't hit the button.
Please.
No.
We got no snake stories.
And that's why we're going to enjoy not hearing that stupid theme.
Watch out
for the what you talking about headline. Man took large quantity of MDMA. What is that?
MDMA.
Then
muscular dystrophy marathon
accessories. That's like your telephones, your pads of paper, your pencils,
microphones.
He took a bunch of that stuff, then stole a boat because the swans don't judge me.
Which swans? Jeffrey Swan from down the street? No. He's talking about the bird.
The bird.
The bird's the word.
Yes. The man, or a man, who stole a boat and marooned himself. Well, how would you go maroon? I think something like blue.
Well,
or...
he's a big fan of Maroon 5.
Oh, maybe it's yeah. So. But how do you maroon? Did you dip yourself in something?
You do. You do. Yeah. How airbrush.
He airbrushed himself.
You go down
maroon.
And see Tim Cooley down at Rivergate Mall.
Oh, yeah. Tim.
Yeah, Tim Cooley.
Tim's the man.
Tim is cool.
Tim's been around a long time.
Tim has, you know, I worked with Tim when I was in high school. He was an artist then.
That is a good story.
Sure.
So anyway, a man who stole a boat and marooned himself on a fountain in the middle of a lake after taking MDMA suggests he did so because the swans don't judge him.
Who do they Police judge? Says,
they don't judge anybody,
the
really.
The swans are
He's
so
not
peaceful.
Special. A fish, not those geese.
No, geese are, they're they'll horrible. Get you.
So those Canadian
they'll
geese.
They chase you.
I hate those things.
And they always end each sentence with A.
They and they go, they do that all
they
the
do,
time.
They hiss at you.
And they poop everywhere.
That's terrible.
It's usually where you're walking.
Absolutely.
Officials at the Orlando... It's just Florida. Why did you hit the... In
Florida... What are you talking about? I just hit it.
Officials at the Orlando Police Department in Florida said Kyle Thurston...
Oh, my gosh.
...took a swan-shaped...
Pedello.
Pedello?
Sure, that's one of those
like
boats.
Like a boat?
Yeah.
Why don't they call it a paddle boat?
It's what it is, actually.
Out on Lake... Eola?
Ebola.
Ebola, in the middle of the night, reaching the fountain where he got off the vessel and did not tie it up.
Floated away.
The boat floated off, leaving the 36-year-old idiot stranded.
Don't add to the news.
On the tiny island. I think we all felt that, though, was there. He began screaming for help, and after the authorities were alerted, he eventually was rescued about 4 a.m. Wearing a life vest he had found on the boat, Mr. Thurston proceeded to explain.
At least he was following correct protocol.
He's following safety.
Yes.
Why? I'm sorry, but rather than get arrested, why don't you swim back?
I don't know. That's a good question.
He's wearing a life vest?
I mean, the swans could have helped him.
That's true.
He could have lassoed a swan. They don't judge.
They don't.
No.
That's what I've heard a lot lately.
There's not even a swan court because they can't find anybody to sit on the bench.
What does it mean?
They don't judge.
You lost me. I'll judge. I get it now. Mr. Thurston Howell.
The third.
Proceeded to explain to his rescuers that he had been taking drugs.
Nice.
According to the Orlando City Police incident report, before Thurston was transported to the hospital, he explained he ingested a large quantity of Molly.
Molly?
Hatchet. He listened to a whole lot of Molly Hatchet before he went out there. Whoops. I almost knew what you were saying. And wanted to be...
He was flirting with disaster.
And he wanted to be with the swans because they didn't judge him. The reports added, he stated he took the swan boat out. What is it? Is it a pedalo, or is it a swan boat?
It's a swan boat peddler.
Oh, right.
Somebody that sells swan boats.
Gotcha. He took it out of the lake to be with the swans and paddled it to the fountain.
Very nice. I'm glad that he and the swans get along so royally. But our next story. Next story, Craig. You know, a lot of people, when I explain... I do a podcast with my buddy Craig. I say it's called Weird. And they say, what do you talk about, like Bigfoot and UFOs and conspiracies?
You see, sometimes.
I say, yeah, some of that. But also we talk about people that turn into cars when they pick up keys. But this story is a UFO story. And it kind of gets me excited.
There's a lot of UFO talk right now.
They're really, thanks to dude from Blink 182.
Don't know about that. But
yeah,
I do know.
He's the one that's got all this dug up.
Well, there's just a lot of stuff right now. And officials come out saying that there's things they've seen. And
yeah. There's two reasons for that.
If I all I need to believe in UFOs is just to walk through Walmart.
That's aliens too.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's two things that have brought all this up. Number one is Blink 182 guy who is just... all eat up
you
with
blink
this
you
stuff.
Miss him
And the other is Trump releasing a lot of the paperwork that's been, you know, secret up until now. But anyway, this headline is Navy pilot recalls encounter with UFO. I think it was not of this world, he said. Retired Commander David Fravor. Hey, do me a favor, would you?
Of course, he just took some Molly right before he went out.
Spent 18 years as a Navy pilot, but nothing prepared him for what he witnessed during a routine training mission on November the 14th, 2004. Here's what he said. I can tell you, I think it was not of this world. I'm not crazy. Haven't been drinking. I was, let's see, after 18 years of flying, I've seen pretty much about everything that I can see in that realm, and this was nothing close. Fravor's stunning retelling of his encounter off the California coast with what appeared to be a 40-foot-long wingless object that flew at incredible speeds.
Isn't that called a missile?
In an erratic pattern. No, it's an erratic pattern. Comes to as the Pentagon revealed the existence of a secret program to investigate sightings of UFOs.
This is like, did they thought we didn't know?
I guess. Okay. I mean, I've seen them myself, you know.
No, they thought that we didn't know they had something going secretly.
No, yeah.
Like the worst kept secret on the planet.
Yeah, that. Fravor's stunning retelling of his encounter off the California coast. I just read that. I've never seen anything in my life, in my history of flying, that has the performance, the acceleration. Keep in mind, this thing had no wings, Fravor said. He is recalling, or he recalled flying his F-A-18 fighter on a training mission on a beautiful Southern California day 13 years ago. Isn't it always beautiful in Southern California? You know, it never rains.
It is quite a bit.
Yeah. When things started to get strange, controllers on one of the Navy ships on the water below reported objects that were dropping out of the sky from 80,000 feet and going straight back up, Fravor said. That's either, that could have been... dolphins, you know, jumping real high.
Dolphins falling from the space.
Well, no, they didn't see them jump. So all they saw was them fall.
They were dolphins from space.
Space dolphins.
Space dolphins.
Yeah, so we're thinking, okay.
That's going to be a t-shirt.
It's going to be interesting. As they were looking around for the object that appeared to be on the radar, another aviator spotted something. I was like, dude, you see that? Fravor recalled saying. We look down. We see white disturbance in the water, like something's under the surface. The waves are breaking over it. But we see next to it, it's flying around, and it's this little white tic-tac, and it's moving around left, right, forward, back, just random, he
said.
Are
they insinuating that tic-tacs are aliens?
Oh, what if they were?
How did we go from spaceship to a tic-tac?
I guess he's just explaining what it looked like.
Oh.
The object didn't display the rotor wash typical of a helicopter or jet wash from a plane. The planes flew over to investigate the object, which started to mirror their movements before disappearing. Now, you got to remember, Craig, this is all coming from a pilot, a very intelligent pilot.
Why would they come here just to do aeronautical sort of like, is that a word? Aeronautical tricks?
Well, I'm sure that's not why they came here. That's just something, maybe they were entertaining the pilots. They said, hey, look, we've got an audience.
What are they doing here?
I don't know. They're sampling. They're getting samples.
Of what?
Chocolate.
Oh, music samples.
No, samples of blizzards. They're getting blizzard samples.
They
want to
take
them home.
To us, they're amazing with their technology.
Yes.
We don't know. They're dumbfounded with our blizzard technology.
No, they are.
They can't figure it out. They cannot figure it out.
No, they've captured invisibility, and they know how to do all this stuff, but they can't make
a good blizzard.
And who can? Other than Dairy Queen. That's it.
Dairy Queen.
Because I've tried blizzard knockoffs. Nothing's as good. And you know, December they had the chocolate candy cane blizzard and the hot chocolate blizzard, which we discussed at length before the show.
I mean, what kind of... Tell me blizzards are not alien technology when you think about it. They turn them upside down.
They turn them upside down and nothing falls out.
Nothing.
Nothing. If they don't, you get a free one.
Yeah. If it falls out, you get a lap full of ice cream. But that never happens.
So anyway, to wrap things up, Fravor said, when it started near us, we started to descend towards its coming up. It was flying in the elongated way, so it's like a tic-tac with the roundish end going in the forward direction. I didn't know what it is. I don't know what I saw. I just know it was really impressive, really fast, and I would like to fly it, he said. The disturbance in the water also vanished with the object.
And they don't seem to be very aggressive.
No, they don't. Do you have any UFO stories? Have you ever seen anything you can explain?
One night I did see something.
I've got a couple. But tell me about yours.
There's nothing really to tell. I was just looking up the sky, and all of a sudden I saw this thing go pew right past me, and it wasn't like a shooting star.
It wasn't? You sure?
It was like it just appeared, and then it went poop, gone again.
Mm. Sarah and I were on our way home back when I had the photo lab night.
You said,
We'd just gotten off the interstate in Millersville, and there was some kind of light in the sky that was doing zigzags.
Don't ever say that word again.
What?
Millersville.
Oh, well, we had gotten off town in that area.
Chillersville.
That's even better.
Yeah.
But the thing zigzagged back and forth, stood still, and then shot off.
Didn't even leave you any special powers.
Left me nothing. And I said,
no special suit.
I said, Sarah, did you see that? She said, yes, I saw it. So we both witnessed this thing. And then I've got a couple others that.
You think Bigfoot flies them?
I have no idea.
That would explain a lot of things. If Bigfoot and Nessie, if they were the ones that
Nessie
navigate.
Can't fit in a UFO.
She can if they shrink her.
Nessie. Poor Nessie. Nessie's missing, by the way. We had that story earlier this year.
Yeah, that's all right.
What do you mean it's all right?
Because she probably never was there.
Oh, you of unbelief.
I heard
Shun the unbeliever.
Nessie actually filmed the moon landing.
We watched that over the holidays again.
You watched Nessie filming the moon landing?
No, we watched Room 230, whatever.
Whatever.
It is.
All right. You know what?
But it is so
you're such a bastard.
Matter of fact
you're
that film was the moon.
That is the worst
the
movie.
Footage was it was not the worst movie. The footage was filmed in the desert. Now, okay. I'm not saying
why are we rehashing this again?
I'm not saying we didn't go to the moon. I'm just saying that the footage we saw was fake.
Whatever.
And that's been proven now.
No, it hasn't.
Over and over.
No.
You watch The Shining. There's proof
all
over it.
If I tell you, if I keep talking long enough about Nessie flying a spaceship, you will believe me.
That's not true at all.
Really? Who flew the Tic Tac? Who flew it?
Bigfoot.
No, Nessie.
No, Nessie can't fit in a Tic Tac. We've been over this.
She can if she squeezes in.
Go ahead.
This just in. You all right?
Yes.
Man digs a big hole in his garden, gets in, refuses to get out.
I'm going to do this when I get home.
A man climbed into a really big hole in his garden and refused to get out. Firefighters were called after the unnamed person. That is so sad. That's why
man,
he wanted to be in
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Launched the bizarre stunt at his... Oh, it's a stunt. A stunt would be shooting himself out of a cannon. You know,
or flying in a Tic Tac.
I was going to say, or yeah, strapping a bunch of balloons to his lawn chair. You know, something
yeah,
like
that's
that.
That's a stunt.
That's a stunt.
Jumping a shark in Arnold's parking lot.
Yeah, but, well, that was in the ocean when he did that.
No.
It was, too.
No, it was in Arnold's parking lot.
You are insane.
He jumped the shark.
I'm going to try to save you some embarrassment here, okay?
He they jumped, had it in a big tank.
He was there. Watch it. He's in the ocean. Yeah.
Arthur Fonzarelli
yeah,
jumped
because,
the shark
because,
in a tank
because,
in Arnold's parking lot.
Because Fonzie had all that water in the parking lot.
Yes. It was a tank.
No.
Yes.
Go back and watch it again. He's in
I'd
the
rather
ocean.
Not.
I just watched the clip recently.
I'd rather not. It was terrible. That show was horrible.
It was the original Jump the Shark.
Yeah, it was. It did jump the shark.
Can we go back to the guy that's in the hole?
Yeah, in the garden.
He's in the snake hole.
There's a girl in the garden.
Oh, my gosh. This is obviously in England somewhere.
Yes, it is.
Firefighters were called after the unnamed person launched the bizarre stunt at his home in Catherine Way, Bath Easton. They have the weirdest names. Which is 2 miles east of Bath.
You all right?
Now I'm just thinking about baths and why you would have east, north, west, all that stuff associated with it.
You looked at me like I needed a bath. Oh.
His neighbor, Dominic Denny... witnessed the strange incident last Tuesday and confirmed the man had dug the hole himself. He dug a hole for himself.
Oh, his name's Doug Hole?
No, he dug...
I thought he was unnamed.
It started about 4 a.m. this morning when there was a lot of shouting and screaming coming from the house opposite of me.
Don't dig that hole!
He told the Bath Chronicle. the young man's family was outside trying to get him back into the house. House.
In the house?
House. Help didn't arrive until 7 a.m., but when it did come, it was impressive.
They clocked in.
When the help came, it was impressive. Mr. Denny said 10 different emergency vehicle teams? I'm making words up now.
Vehicle teams? Why not?
Mr. Denny said 10 different emergency service team members attended the location, including a specialist team from the Avon Fire and Rescue Service.
And then Mr. Denny said, have you seen our new logo? Sausage Man.
Yeah. No, he doesn't bring that up in crowds anymore. Such a horrible logo. Sorry, it was the character, not a logo. It's
yeah,
a,
it's
mascot.
A mascot. Yeah.
Yeah. He added, they called the specialist in, and they put together kind of a crane over the hole, and they tried to go down and get him. He confirmed the whole estate was closed off while they dealt with the incident. So he dug a hole deep enough they had
I
to
mean,
get a crane.
How did he do that?
With a shovel?
You can't dig a hole like that in a shovel in
People
one day.
People dig holes for themselves all the time.
I
you
find
dig a hole, you daily dig a hole.
I really do. Headline is woman allegedly fakes.
She what?
Allegedly fakes Woman allegedly fakes seizure to avoid paying a $1,575 tab. What in the world did she eat?
That's an expensive drink.
Blanca Valesco.
Just gonna let that one go.
Pleaded guilty to three charges incurred.
Don't act like you're not old enough to know what a tab is.
Due to skipping out on her bar tabs, including one incident where she allegedly faked a seizure to avoid paying. That's one way to get out of it, I guess. But I guess not. She didn't get out of it. She was then sentenced to three consecutive sentences of 21 days for each separate incident, a total of 63 days minus time already served during White Court Provincial Court on December 12th. Crown attorney Phil Lefeur said Velasco incurred a $1,575 tab purchasing alcohol at an establishment. She then appeared to have a seizure, but a doctor later stated that one did not occur. She had no seizure, but she does have a lengthy record, Lefeur added.
Not even a little seizure?
Nope. Not even the pizza. Defense attorney
Pizza.
Crystal McMahon said the facts were admitted and
it's
submitted.
It's McMahon.
No, it's McMahon.
McMahon.
Something. Crystal. Crystal said the facts were admitted and submitted a guilty plea on behalf of Valesco. McMahon explained that Valesco is currently unemployed. Well, she shouldn't be drinking in a bar if she's unemployed. Or she should. You shouldn't drink in a bar anyway.
No.
Just leave it alone.
Just don't go there.
On social assistance, so she was on welfare, and living in Grand Prairie. She's living in a Grand Prairie.
That sounds beautiful.
That does. Yeah. What's she drinking? What's she got to forget? She added that Velasco
Gopher juice?
Is also suffering from a number of afflictions.
Reflections?
Such as PTSD and alcoholism. Duh. However, presiding judge, who was not a swan, John Higgerty, said these kinds of offenses take money from waiting staff.
Oh, that's a geese.
Oh, yeah.
That's a goose.
It's okay.
I said that's a geese, like there was one of them.
I'll take a very dim view of these things, Higgerty said. That could be a number of hours earlier wage disappearing when she walks out the door.
Hey.
Oh, a Christmas story.
Yeah.
Christmas is over.
This is a Christmas story that's going to bring cheer to those before they get arrested. You ready?
Yes.
Headline says. Can I say that?
Yeah.
That's your line.
No, mine's headline is.
Oh, you're right. I can start saying headline says.
Sure.
You're going to be okay with that.
Well, yeah, I'm fine with it, man.
No, you're not.
Yeah, it's the last
headline
show of the
is?
Year. No, that's mine.
Elderly couple arrested for 60 pounds of marijuana said it was for Christmas gifts. It's okay. We're not keeping it.
Granny, what'd you get me for Christmas this year?
Ganja.
Light up. Granny, what happened to all the fudge in the kitchen?
Ask your gramps. An elderly couple allegedly caught with 60 pounds of marijuana in Nebraska
told police
their stash was for Christmas gifts.
Merry Christmas, officer.
Patrick Giron, 80, and Barbara
Good
Giron,
night.
83, were driving on their way from their home in Clear Lake Oaks, California, to Vermont, when deputies from York County Sheriff's Department in the Cornhusker State stopped them for failing to use their turn signal.
They're drug dealers, and they're very popular because everybody thinks they're going to die before they have to pay them.
That's actually funny. When deputies stepped up to their Toyota Tacoma, they said they smelled a strong odor of marijuana and found boxes of pot in the pickup topper.
Yes.
That's the thing on the back.
Sure. It's a pickup topper.
I was clarifying.
Pickup topper.
According to the Scotts Bluff Star Herald, they said the marijuana was for Christmas presents, said Lieutenant Paul Verbica. Verbica is V-R-B-K-A. Verbica.
Verbica.
Said the estimated street value of the marijuana was $336,000.
Good night, Grandma. And Gramps?
Yeah, good night, all right. Good night. We'll see you in your cell later.
Hey, Gramps. How'd you gain all that weight?
Yeah.
Headline is...
I see what you did there.
Woman caught shoplifting $1,100 worth of items in front of 65 police officers at Target, in which she became the target.
Go big or go home, is what I say.
This is from Framingham.
It's Framingham. Framingham, yeah.
A woman accused of shoplifting from a Framingham store did not seem to be fazed by the heavy police presence
no,
already
she was
there.
Tased.
65 uniformed officers had filled Target for a Shop with a Cop charity. Oh, she thought it was Shoplift with a Cop.
Yeah. And
it wasn't her fault.
We've had one of these before.
I don't know if we have or not.
Why? You don't remember your own stories?
Melissa Allen, age 32, walked into the store while the event was going on and spoke to some of the officers participating. Man,
She thought she'd blend in.
According to police, she then filled a Rubbermaid bin with over $1,100 worth of items and tried to push her cart out of the store without paying. They said she was also carrying stolen jewelry. Allen was arrested and charged with larceny, giving a false name to police, and resisting.
Your name's Ted? Your name's Dave? Your name's Bob?
Officer Bob, you are. Bob's your uncle. Oh, speaking of Bob,
we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Finish the story. We'll get to that in a minute.
Immediately following her arraignment on Wednesday, Allen was rushed to the hospital.
Allen?
We'll get to that in a second. I'm going to finish the story. After she told police officers she swallowed bags of drugs that she got from her grandparents for Christmas. Her defense said she wants to go to rehab. She said,
no, no, no.
She's currently living with a friend and has no money and has tried to go on job interviews. When prosecutors asked for $500 cash bail, Allen's defense says she would not be able to afford that, so the judge cut it in half, set her bail at $250.
When someone starts pouring out these sob stories, what is the deal? Do people start pouring out these sob stories? They think the cops are going to go, you know, that is a pretty good story. You know, I do kind of feel sorry for you. You should probably just go on and you take the jewelry with you.
Yeah.
They start pouring this out about all the problems they're having, like the police are going to say,
it's okay.
You know, that's a good story.
Yeah.
I actually feel like I should let you go.
And as a matter of fact, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make shoplifting legal now.
Yeah,
because I'm sure many people have the same sob stories.
It's like the Purge year-round.
So last episode or an episode or two ago, I don't remember. Anyway, you and I put the challenge out to my brother Allen because I didn't think he really listened. And I'm still not sure he does.
I'm not sure somebody didn't.
I'm afraid
we might have an insider.
As a matter of fact, okay, here's what happened.
Your dad.
We talked.
Now, Pops, I'm not really accusing you of anything here, but I'm saying it's plausible.
So we said, Allen, if you're listening, text me immediately with Bob's your uncle. So I'm at work, and I check my phone, and sure enough, Allen's on there, says Bob's your uncle. So Christmas comes, and I'm sitting there with my father, and I say, did you tell Allen to about the code word? He said, no.
And then I take him for his word.
And then I said, you know, and he said Bob's your uncle was the code word.
Take him at his word.
Well, I don't know. And then he looked at me, and he was like, maybe I did, maybe I didn't. But he did say he didn't tell him, but I still don't believe Allen listens.
Wow, you're his own son.
Yes, I am.
I'm not his son, but I believe him.
Well, Allen's their son.
What are you?
I'm kind of like just a, you know.
You're trying to make him feel bad. Hey, this just in.
What you got?
Ohio mom angry after substitute teacher tells kids Santa isn't real. What?
This teacher is lying to students.
Why would you lie to kids like that?
Oh, another thing. Before you get to the story, I watched Arthur Christmas. You know,
I couldn't find it anywhere.
I had to buy it. I had to buy it on Amazon to watch it. But we watched. It was on all the lists we had.
You said you recorded it off of Disney.
No, I did, but then I bought it without commercials. So the kids, we watched it after.
And it was good?
It was fantastic.
And it's been on a list several times.
Yes, it
has.
About
one of the best Christmas movies.
I believe it's a British cartoon, and it's got a few things that are not PC in it, which made me just die laughing.
I have got 3 credits on iTunes for movie rentals. I need to rent that.
You should. At one part, Grand Santa says, they used to say it was impossible to teach women to read.
They're always busy cooking. Oh! I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you are.
I'm just kidding. Please don't hate it. Please keep listening. I was joking. All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
It happened in a third grade class at Sterling Morton Elementary School.
That Morton. He is Sterling.
The students were excited to show the substitute teacher their class, Elf on a Shelf.
He was just sitting there by the books.
That's when the teacher told students the heartbreaking news. I was angry. The mother said. This is one mother.
Yeah.
I just want to know why she took it upon herself to do that, why she felt it was okay to shatter a childhood. I was in character. Sorry.
You scared me a little bit.
The teacher's husband told WJW.
Wall Street Journal report.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That he believes the student may have misinterpreted what his wife said. The Mentor School District issued a statement calling it in poor taste, and the school principal called the parents of each student in the class to apologize and assure them that he would kill the teacher.
Actually, what she said was Santa isn't teal. He's red.
Yeah, she wasn't teal.
Yeah, and they just all misunderstood her because somebody had...
Santa's not teal.
Somebody had drawn a teal Santa.
Santa doesn't have wheels.
Right. Santa doesn't...
He's a sleigh.
He doesn't feel.
No.
He's a ghost.
He doesn't eat veal.
Santa doesn't peel. He eats bananas with it. That's enough of that. Santa doesn't kill.
Everybody chill. That was a southern version. So Mark Patch, top 10 world's grossest foods.
Oh, boy. You know who this came from? Somebody submitted this list to us.
My friend Cass.
Cassandra?
I would say my friend Cass, but also friend to the podcast.
Yes, friend of the show, Cassandra.
Yeah, Cassandra.
So sweet.
Old friend.
Yeah.
Well, she's not old.
No,
no, no. She's not old. Old friend. Goes back over 30 years, probably.
Santa has no skills.
What are you going on about? Hey, you want to do the first one?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're going to butcher every one of these
number 10
words. These are crazy words.
Number 10 of the top 10 world's grossest foods, durian. It's a fruit. It's so notoriously gross and smelly that in Southeast Asia. In Southeast Asia, it is prohibited from being brought into certain buildings and onto public transportation. That's some smelly fruit right there.
Number nine. Hi, Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Hold on. Carl. This Icelandic specialty is, in essence, rotten shark meat. Though cured and fermented might be more a preferred description.
Cured and fermented shark meat.
So it's shark meat to get drunk.
You know, I don't eat fish anyway. If you cure it and then ferment it, I'm definitely not going to eat it.
Mm-mm.
Number eight, lutefisk. My name is lutefisk. I live on the second floor. Another sort of putrefied fish. Lutefisk is a dish popular in Nordic countries.
Seeking Vikings.
It's made from dried cod. Ugh. That hurts my, it makes me sick.
Wait, keep going.
Made of dried cod that has been saturated with lye.
Doesn't that burn you?
Which is, of course, poisonous.
It's poisonous and will burn you. Number seven. This is a really old dish.
Yeah.
It's a century egg. Ew. You got to wait a long time to get one of these.
I do like eggs.
In this bizarre Chinese dish,
ooh,
eggs are preserved in some combination of salt, tea, lime, wood ash, clay, and rice hulls for a few months.
Oh.
This process results in a petrified looking egg. It looks scared. with the white becoming brown.
Oh.
And the jelly like. I'm sorry, let's try that again. With the white becoming brown and jelly like. And the yolk turning greenish gray and creamy.
Green eggs. That's green eggs.
I will not eat it over there. I will not eat it up in there.
I was thinking about that the other day. In the book, Green Eggs and Ham, mm-hmm, does it anywhere say the ham was green?
I don't think so.
I think we've just kind of taken it for granted that they were both.
No, I don't think so. I think I've just taken for granted the title.
Yeah, Green Eggs
green
and Ham.
Green Eggs, not green ham.
No.
I've never green thought eggs. That.
Think about it. Anyway, number six of the top 10 world's grossest foods, Kopi Luwak. I had a friend named Kopi Luwak.
I was going to say, I bet he thought the cardboard would be the future.
According to some sources, this is the most expensive coffee in the world. Funny, because much of the production is done by an animal called a civet and its digestive system. So this is the coffee that was spoken about.
Comes out of the poop.
It was in, what was that, Bucket List, the movie The Bucket List. They talked about this coffee.
I'm going to vomit with number five.
Don't. If you
Tiet,
do, you
I'm going to guess at this word.
Okay.
Tiet Khan.
I think that's right.
A nice, there's nothing nice about this. Steamy.
Stop.
It's not getting any better. Bowl of soup. Totally normal, right?
Sure.
Yes. I lost my spot. Ready?
Yes.
Yes. If that soup is expected to be based around a broth of blood.
Gross. Oh, that's disgusting. Number four of the top 10 world's grossest foods, fruit bat soup. We got blood soup. And now we got fruit bat soup.
Yeah.
Now, PETA's going to love this stuff. Speaking of a horrifying practice of cooking things while they're still living, there's also fruit bat soup. This is a popular dish in Palau. A simple dish, fruit bat soup is prepared by boiling a live bat in a water or coconut milk.
Poor bat.
I swear. Where's Batman when you need him?
That's just cruel. Hey, number three.
Yeah.
Is it Eskimoles or is it Eskimos? I don't know.
Eskimos live in igloos, don't they?
Yeah, this doesn't sound disgusting at all.
No.
In today's increasingly globalized world, the idea of eating insects is becoming a lot less strange, but Eskimos, or Eskimoles, whatever you want to call them, still get our vote as one of the grossest, creepiest, crawly edibles. It didn't say what it is.
What are they? Eskimos.
It doesn't say.
Okay, number two, balut. Balut takes hard-boiled eggs to a new extreme, Craig. Now, this is top. This is number two of the top 10 grossest foods. The Filipino delicacy begins...
Oh, wait. Can I back up 1 second?
Sure, go
ahead.
I
looked this up on my
Escamoles?
Yeah, it's Escamoles, which I think I had right the first time because it says Escamoles. Are the edible larva and pupa of ants of the special Leoma something. They are harvested from the roots of the agave... plant. Okay, that's all you need to know.
But that doesn't sound grosser than fruit bat soup. That shouldn't. I don't think that should be number three. Have you ever eaten an ant?
I'm not eating any of it. No.
I have. Chocolate covered ant. That's had one.
Why would you bother?
It crunched a little bit. Okay, back to balut. Balut takes hard boiled eggs to a new extreme. This Filipino delicacy begins with a fertilized duck or chicken egg. The bird embryo is allowed to grow inside, not quite to maturity, at which time the whole egg is boiled. Yes, the embryo is still alive.
Sadistic.
Who would eat something like that?
The Filipinos, maybe?
Maybe.
It's are you gonna, number one, it threw me off. I thought that was like a sub thing there. One is not bold. I don't know. It looked weird to me. Number one.
You look weird to me.
It's indented weird. Look at that.
I don't care.
Number one.
Yeah.
Number one of the top 10 of the world's grossest foods.
Yeah. Number one.
Kasumarzu. The name, and I butchered that, the name of this Italian delight roughly translates into Sardinian maggot cheese.
Line me up, man.
Okay, not really, but it really is cheese that has been purposely infested with maggots.
Yes.
To produce Kasumarzu, a wheel of pecorino is left outside with part of the rind removed to allow the cheese fly to lay its egg in the cheese.
Yes.
The icing on the cake?
Wait, cheesecake.
There's cake?
Cheesecake.
Those little maggots jump into the air while the cheese is being consumed.
Oh, that'd be entertainment, and that's dinner and a show is what you got right there.
People are stupid.
I'll try some maggot cheese, please.
No.
What of those? If you had to eat one of them, which one would you eat?
None.
I'd eat Escamoles. If I had, no, you gotta eat one to live. If you don't eat one, they kill you. Your choice.
Kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey!
I don't know nothing with the eggs.
No. Or the blood soup or the bat soup.
The blood soup.
Escamoles is the only way to go.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah. It's the only thing I'd eat on that list.
Thanks, Cass, for putting that in my head.
Yeah, thanks, Cass. Awesome. Hey, everybody. Thanks for being with us for 2017. We'll see you next year.
If we're lucky.
Have a great New Year's Eve.
Day M. That was his name. Day M.
So long.